Good morning. You're with Kim O'Connell at Life Changing Talks. And I've got a special guest here today, James Kyle, a local musician, someone I discovered in a local market playing barefooted and a guitar in his hands. And he'd gathered a bit of a crowd around him. And I couldn't help but wanting to find out more about this young musician that lives locally and plays the most incredible music I've heard in a public place, a solo singer and songwriter. Yep. And someone we're going to get to know in just a moment. He's going to share his story recently, a brand new dad, and also just getting the inside story of a young musician who's following their musical talents and sharing them with the community. So welcome to the show, James.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you.
You told me a little bit about your story. That's something I'm even more intrigued about. You were saying you had singers in the house, and I guess it comes back to your influences growing up. So how did this all unfold, this musical career of yours, or the start of something very, very big? And you're about to be treated to James's music as well today, because his guitar is on his way, special delivery. We're just waiting for it to arrive to the studio, and in the meantime we get to find the inside story. So tell us more. Or James?
Yeah, well, you've actually triggered another thought of how I actually got into the passion of music too, which is, well, way back in the childhood of a young man, I guess. It's the flowering of something that's a lifelong journey.
How young, James?
Yeah, it's...
You can't remember?
It's just one of those things. It's something built into the mind that just must trigger, I think, because it's like I remember being like 3 or 4 and wanting a guitar.
Are you serious? Yeah. That young?
It's just as far back as I don't even know what happened before that. It was just what? It was just something musical that happens in the mind. It just triggers, oh my God, I want to be a musician.
Do you
and
think
it's just that passion that just drives you the whole life?
Is that right? So young. And yeah. Also, too, you said you wanted a guitar at 3. Were you gifted a guitar, or was it something you asked for, or what unfolds here?
I guess you remember playing, what are they called? Tennis rackets and stuff.
Bouncing around the air guitar?
Air guitars, tennis rackets, whatever you could find. But, The age, I have no idea. I'm not really good at memory as such in terms of way back. I think something's happened in my mind that's cut a lot of things off. But, it was a very long time. And then I got gifted my first guitar when I was probably around 10 or 11. I was in grade 6, but I was an older grade 6. So probably, I think about 10 or 11. And, from then I just started learning. I had a really good teacher, a family friend taught me. That was a big influence too. It was encouraging to have a young sort of, he was only about 20, early 20s at the time too. So that was, and very close family. So that was very encouraging and supportive too.
So a family friend became your musical mentor.
Yeah, yeah. And I still thank him to this day.
That is beautiful. Yeah. And a young guy too at 22. Most 22-year-olds don't really, they're not usually out there teaching music.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he grew up from a really musical family as well. His dad was an old-time musician, one of the first musicians who is actually a Scottish man who landed in Perth back in a boat way back. Anyway, that's
wow.
A whole other family story. But, yeah, really musical and very... music that still drives me to this day, like that they're of that sort of genre of music of the old folk style. And
what type of music is that called?
Is it folk? Is it gypsy?
Is it blues? Mm. Rhythm and blues?
What? Yeah, it is. It's a bit of all those mixed together. It's definitely that style, the old Van Morrison and the old...
It's incredibly grounding, that music, isn't it?
There's just something about it.
It kind of pulls your heart out of your chest in a sense, because when you listen to a really beautifully written song, it just stops you right still.
There's something about it. I think the old song "Video Killed the Radio Star" had a little message in there. Definitely, I mean, they knew it back then because that was the music before the video came out.
Wow,
and it was music. There was something else to it, There was
It's an incredible connection, isn't it? You've only got to look right back to, you know, the roots of our Indigenous community. It's what bring communities together, and yeah. even the drums and anything that catches your ear, you have to seek it out. It's bizarre. I mean, you could be walking, if it's live music, it has this incredible attraction to it. You could be walking just, you know, heading somewhere, and when you hear it and then you twig that it's live, I even walking down James Street, in Burleigh, there was this young boy just pulled up on the step of a shop, a bar actually, and the bar was closed. And he said he's legally allowed to play on the step, but not on the footpath. Now, what a tragedy is that?
Yeah, it is.
And I just stopped and I said, "Who are you? What are you doing?" And he goes, "Oh, I just love my music. I just want to share it with the world." And I thought, whoa, you know, he was only, I think he was 14, 15.
Well, yeah, there's some amazing young musicians getting around now, isn't there?
It's just inspiring.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
is.
And that live aspect, that is a whole new ball game.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to get more of the live music in just a moment. But also what James shared with me is he was brought up in a family where his grandma used to sing.
Mm.
And it wasn't just your average, you know, nursery rhyme.
No,
it was much more than that.
She used to wander around her house with the old time opera radio station on and just wandering around, singing the old Latin that it was. Like she was, yeah, she was an angel of a different type, and but just the memory of her walking around, and she'd hear a song, like she had an ear, she had some kind of magical ear, and she would hear a song and go, "Oh, that's blah blah blah," like, you
wow,
know,
rattle off who
some
it was
name, and it was just like, "What?" You know, and it's like 100-year-old music or something.
That is just extraordinary.
It was just, yeah, it was something else. And then my mum had a musical ear as well, so the musical ears kind of come down the family through that. But yeah, I think when I'm singing, I can sometimes like hear grandma singing through me. So it's just it's a really nice memory. It's really pretty cool.
Shoots goosebumps.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really cool.
And your mum was a singer?
Mum wasn't a singer. She was more of a she was in the Victorian Symphony Orchestra. Like she played the trombone.
Oh wow!
Very interesting.
A wind instrument.
Yeah, pretty funny one to play. But I actually, when I was in grade eight or something, I played the trombone for a while as well.
How cool! Yeah. She would have been very impressed.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Because that's flattering. If your child picks up where you have had a love for something, that's an incredible compliment.
Yeah, I think it was. It was cool. It was good. But then I had to come back to the guitar because it wasn't enough for me, I guess. Or, you know, guitar just has a whole different element, obviously. But
we can rove with a guitar.
You can do a lot with a guitar.
What can you do for us who don't own a guitar? What is it about the guitar, the strings?
Yeah, everyone's attracted to their own instruments.
Yeah, but there's something quite, I guess it gives you that element of being able to wander anywhere in the world and still bring a group or a community together.
Yeah.
By strumming it.
Yeah, and there's certain tones and things that, you know, every instrument has its own tones and overtones, and guitar just has something that people are very attracted to, I think.
When did you complete your lessons? Do you still have lessons to fine-tune your skills?
No, I want to, but having a new young child.
Okay, the lessons went out the window and the babies come in.
It's hard to get time for that kind of thing, I think. But you just practice as much as you can. But I stopped my lessons years ago, and I wish I never did. I wish I'd... I got to a stage where my guitar teacher was just like, "I can't teach you more than I know."
So I guess that's where you outgrow your teacher.
Yeah.
And then you seek out another one.
Yeah. Yeah. You always need a new guru.
Yeah. Wow. And how long did that take for you to realize that?
It wasn't that long. It wasn't that long. I'm a very fast learner and very quick at picking things up. So it was... It was only a few years kind of thing, and that I remember anyway. And
yeah.
Then I was left to my own devices. But just, as that was, you know, that was, so I picked up a guitar when I was 10. I probably stopped having lessons when I was in grade 8 or 9 or 10 possibly. So what's that, 15 something?
Yeah.
So for 17 years now, I haven't, no wait, how old am I? 27. For 11, 12 years now, calendar. I haven't had any lessons, but just left to your own devices and trying to excel yourself, which is a feat in itself, I think. But I'm definitely not a, I'm no classical guitarist. That's a whole different
ball game.
The ball game. They have different things going off in their brain. They have different pathways.
Wiring.
Yeah, different wiring. Definitely. But yeah, I think my specialty is. A combination of both music, singing and guitar.
Were you playing covers originally? Did you start out playing covers?
I've never had a passion for covers.
How extraordinary. So a singer-songwriter who tells the story of every song, what bring these songs to you?
I think as a young person, I think for me, I actually know that there was a lot of, you know, growing up, you're going through all these changes in your life, and there's a whole lot of
just outside influences.
It's more of a personal adventure. Like if you're getting, I remember getting frustrated. There'd be something I was either frustrated about or angry. You know, family issues, kind of thing. Yeah. Like, you know, your parents,
the roller coaster.
Parents aren't happy with you for not doing your homework, so you go upstairs, and my outlet was music.
What? So you would write a song?
I would just go and play. I don't know if I'd write a song. I mean, when I was young, I guess, you know, you are learning other people's music. But to play for people other people's songs is not something I'm passionate about. But you've always got to learn other people's songs, I think.
Mm. As like a kind of like a playground for your musical talents. And then when did you discover that you wanted to write your own?
Oh, I remember one of my first guitar lessons, and then a week passed, and my guitar teacher came back to me, and I had made up a song for him or something, you know, just a guitar riff, and he was like, and I remember after the lesson we went downstairs at home, and my guitar teacher said to Mum that he made up a song. I can't believe it. And I was just like, oh, is that weird? And actually, all through my life, there's been people that have been you know, either ex-girlfriends or just people that are like music people. I don't know, just people. I just remember certain people saying, how do you write music? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you
it's
mean?
Extraordinary.
Why, don't you? And they're like, no, it's really hard for me. And I'm like, what do you mean it's hard? You just let it flow.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's
that
just something that's
hard to get your head around.
It's
really,
I guess. I don't know, but I don't see it as that. It's just happens. I don't know.
But for yourself, I guess it's an innate talent that is nearly instinctive for you.
Yeah, it is. It's instinctive. It's an outlet. It's either something's got to come out of you, or something's channeling through you, or you want to send a message, or you just want to play music, and it's just, you just have something inside of you that just has to come out.
A true creative. I remember an elder musician saying to me that he used to, when he'd sleep, he'd wake up the next day and he had this song that he just had to write down on paper. And before he could even eat breakfast, he had to sit down and belt out the words because it was just playing around his head through the night.
I do that. You wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, God, I can't go to sleep with this one in my head.
Are you kidding? Is that how you write your music?
As soon as you start a line, you just, oh, God, this is going to flow, and you just keep going.
What?
And within, like, the last two times I've done it, within about a minute, you've got a whole song, and you're just like, that was easy, or I'm going to go to sleep and work on that in the morning.
So you finish the work off in your head overnight.
Yeah.
That is just a brilliant story. I've never heard it explained like that, Carl. James. James, speaking of which, you got a pretty cool surname as well.
Kyle.
Yeah. Is it? James Cole, like two first names?
I have a middle name. It's David. I've got a three first name.
Have you? That is a very, very cool.
There's actually a lot of people out there, to all the people who have three first names.
As names?
Hello.
Now, I think your guitar's just arrived in the studio, has it?
Yep.
I'm just going to let the guitar in. I'm so thrilled his guitar has arrived. Normally they come together, but today we were doing something, a few things a little bit differently today. And this is my last show here at Rabbit Radio. We moved to a breakfast time slot down at the Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability Market called the Lohas Precinct. And it's nestled alongside the beautiful Burleigh Markets every single Saturday from 7 till 12. And that kicks off from next month. Early August is when we kick off our first show there. So we've got a break in between. So back to James. I said to James when I saw him at the markets only a week ago, I had asked him if he'd be kind enough to share his incredible singing talents and musical talents with our guests at Rabbit Radio. And I've also asked him if he would share a story that you don't hear very often. Lots of musicians that are successful go on a very rocky road to their stardom. Not all of it comes easy. And you've only got to look at the young stars that are being presented to us now, very polished. But at the end of the day, the community are always drawn back to grassroots music and also grassroots local musicians that keep the love alive for a creative talent that we all want to master in some way, shape or form. And if we can't master it ourselves, then we look to someone who can lead the way. So you're going to hear one of James's favourite songs.
something I like to warm up with. But that's very true. Whenever you can't get an outlet out yourself, it's always reassuring or just it's comforting to hear someone else that can do it. It's always good to just be able to listen to an inspirational artist and be inspired again. I've got one of my favourite artists is like that. If ever I'm feeling sort of a bit flat, he charges me back up.
That is awesome. And also too, what really puts a smile on my face is youth music. Just seeing a young, and I think you and I both, James, we could agree there's a young little musical violinist getting around on the coast, Imogen Potts.
Oh, Imogen.
We both have seen her at play when it comes to her violin, and she'll be down at the markets tomorrow as well playing for us at the Lohas Precinct. And just tell me what you thought about Imogen when you first saw her play.
like an angel dancing around, just having fun and just sharing that with everyone. The whole family is a joy, I think, and I hope to catch up with them again soon. But yeah, Imogen, when I first saw her, just brought a very big smile to my face.
Yeah, little 10-year-old.
Yeah,
and started playing when she was 2. So you know, you've got that age bracket. You know, when you said you're about 3 and you really, really loved music.
Yeah.
Then she's a perfect example of that.
Yeah, she is.
So take us away, James. Introduce the song and tell us what you got for us today.
Okay. Well, this is my favourite warm-up song because it's something I'm very comfortable with. I'm going to adjust the microphone. It's called My Oh My. I wrote it quite a long time ago, but it's just, it's something I'm comfortable with. So I like to start with it.
Beautiful. Bring it on. That, just before you start, that fabulous thing you've got wrapped around your neck.
Yes, the harmonica neck strap. Very handy.
How do you do that? Well, we'll talk about it after the song.
She's out on my doorstep crying, my oh my. And And if I had a lot to give, I'd probably give it to her. 'Cause I know she's had a lot of hard times, and I've got to let her go. She's had a lot of hard reasons, she's seen a lot of sun. You can tell by the slits in her eyes and the man she hides under her arm. Follow closely by, the sun it might find me hollow. To the girl, to you I know it's yes they say. Salamine, I don't remember her, but I'm Salamine. She's out on my doorstep crying my, oh my, crying baby, my, oh my, my, oh my. A sinner, and Lord knows I ain't no saint. I've broken more hearts than these broken hands can take. Though I'd like to say that I learned my lesson, I'll just let these words come out and I'll mess it all up again. Salamine, I don't remember her, but I'm Salamine. She's out on my doorstep crying my, oh my, crying baby, my, oh my, my, oh my. Salamine, I don't remember her, but I'm Salamine. She's out on my doorstep crying.
Whew, that's a warm-up song. Oh, I got it. You're getting an applause outside. For anyone else on radio that can hear that applause, I'll just tell you right now, through these soundproof windows, we can't hear it at all, but it is being thumbs up out in the cafe down here at Rabbit Radio. So well done. That was, whew, that was an awesome warm-up song.
Rusty.
It's rusty. Could you explain? You've got a harmonica around your neck as a necklace, and how does someone play a harmonica? What made you pick up the harmonica, and that just, oh.
It's all influence. Other musicians, you're just like, my God, I want that sound. Oh. I want that sound, I'm going to learn. And it's actually, the harmonica was actually quite easy to learn.
Are you serious? Yeah. What did you self teach?
Yeah, I did, because you have a song that you like, I had a song that I liked, and I bought a harmonica, bought a good harmonica, like a nice, because I was like, I'm going to learn this properly, I'm going to spend some money on a good harmonica, and I got the harmonica, And I just started playing along with the song and just made, like, try to hit every note that the harmonica was hitting.
Oh.
Eventually I got it, and then I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to get a neck strap. Like, that was just with my hands. I just started out with my, like, using my hands as a harmonica.
Wow.
And then I was like, I want to be able to do both of these. So I bought a neck strap and just practiced.
Oh, that's extraordinary. How long have you been playing the harmonica for?
A few years, maybe two years.
2 years.
2-3 years.
Because when you kicked in.
Maybe, but on and off, like not all the time. Because we went travelling for like 9 months, so I didn't really have a harmonica then.
Ah.
So, yeah, I'd say a year of sort of being able to play with it.
That is extraordinary, because as soon as you kicked in with the harmonica, I just got spine tingling.
It's a special sound.
Ooh, the two together, who would think?
It's a special sound.
Yeah, it totally is. Anyway, as you're singing that song, I'm just going to invite our producer to have another close listen to your next song. I wondered if you could play two of your favourites following this one. But also, before you do that, where do you want to take your musical career? Now, I know that's a big question. It's not something you can answer before you sing your next song. Let me just share something with you. As you were singing that, I already saw you on the front cover of your album and already way on this roller coaster.
Do you want to do all that for me?
I think you've already done it. So, look, share another song with us, because I've already seen your future. I'm sure that you sleep it every night. So thank you for taking time out of your day and bringing this
to
the radio.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely.
So I'm just going to sit back and just enjoy the next couple of songs. But you might hear a creak. Don't mind that little noise, because I'm just going to bring our producer in.
I'm going to play a new song I wrote for my little baby girl.
Along this desert road in spring, there's a mystery burning deep within. And as you find the truth, there's a lone man out on the range. He's come to guide you home. Don't worry, you're not alone in this age of change. There's rough weather around every corner. She's a coming from the light. She's a coming from the light. Lord, I thank you for this angel of mine. Lord, she's a coming from the light. Slowly learn to trust the wisdom in the trees. Out there in the forest, you'll find a place to rest your head at ease. in a lover's canyon. I watch the world go by. It's so easy to do inside my daughter's eyes, inside my daughter's eyes. She's a coming from the light. She's a coming from the light. Lord, I thank you for this angel of mine. Lord, she's a coming from the light. Find me a diamond, I will break it from the cold. Find me golden wings, and I will break it from the mold. Find me an angel, flying low from up above. Find me you and my love. My love.
I just brought a crowd into the radio station. There's thousands out in the cafe doing the same. Sorry you can't hear that. But, James, well done. So, I've brought our producer, Mella, into the show. I wanted her to sit in my shoes just right beside James as he belts out his next beautifully written song. And I wondered if, I guess, James, you started with a brilliant warm-up song. That last song was just beautiful. I just wanted to ask you, is there a song that kind of, really deep... digs really deep into your heart that you love to bring out on a special occasion?
Of mine or someone else's?
Of yours. Okay, someone else's. Well, we spoke before about covers not being your thing. You had a burn to write your own.
But I also said they're a huge inspiration.
They are.
And there's songs that, that if ever I'm feeling blocked and I play, it helps me.
Let's make it that one. Let's make it that one. I'm going to swap seats with Mella, our producer.
That's all right. This is a song from Ray LaMontagne, if no one's ever heard of him. But
I have. Canadian.
Yeah. And,
he's awesome.
It's off one of his first sort of EPs, I think. But it's just... one of his rawer tracks. It's really beautiful.
You're told, my son, was shining up. You're told, my sky was blue. How was I to know you're lying? I never should have put my trust in you. Cause you lead me on. All I really wanna do is follow you. Yes, you lead me on. All I really wanna do is follow you. Yes, you know it's true. Yeah. nothing to say to no one. Nothing to say to you. So go on your way with someone. Go on your way with someone new. 'Cause you lead me on. All I really wanna do is follow you. Yes, you know it's true, baby. You lead me on. And all I really wanna do is follow you. And so I do.
As the crowd roars, that was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Sorry about the wrong harmonica in there.
That's okay. It still sounded good. And for someone who can't play the harmonica, I'm still thrilled. I see it around your neck and I just go, wow. To even embark on a challenge like that is extraordinary. Well, we did get to have our producer in the show and, yeah, she gave us a huge thumbs up as she left. So, James, we're coming up to the end of our show. I feel like I don't even know you. Even after everything you've shared with us, I feel there's a lot more to get to know. I know that...
How do you sum up a man's life?
In half an hour, exactly. But I guess as a musician, for anyone out there that has the inkling to pick up a musical instrument, what would you say to them?
Stop saying no.
And also, too, I think is that feeling that you're not good enough or, how can I, even... dream of being a musician. Now that was the question I asked you before you set.
How can I? Yes, it all goes back to your childhood and those teachers and whatnot. But
the good teachers. There's incredible teachers out there, but stick with the ones that you love and the ones that love you back.
Listen,
because yeah, and they don't have to be in a school system.
No, it's all your mentor, your whole life. There's influences and things that will stick in your mind, but yeah, just stop. I'm guilty as charged, but yeah, you got to stop preventing yourself from following your dreams.
You're not the only one though. There's a whole culture out there where you think you're not good enough, and also, we're taught to say can't or don't way before it's do.
Sit down.
And yes, exactly. So I guess it's a real head spin. You spoke of what's in your mind earlier in the show. It comes back to what's in your mind and then following your heart. In my case, music was belted out of us as teenagers or early teenagers in school because I don't think our music teacher really liked teaching music. And we never resonated with music, so we never picked an instrument up growing up. And then I look at the young and I look at someone like you who's very young and I go, wow, you've been playing since you were three or you got your guitar at 10. And it was around 10, 11, 12 that I had made a decision that music wasn't for me. Because it didn't seem like our teachers back in my day, and we're talking 40 years, 40 or more, ago, didn't like teaching music.
It's unfortunate.
But it has changed. It has changed, thank goodness.
There's a deeper level to why that all happened too, which is unfortunate, but...
But those teachers don't teach anymore and they're well retired out of the system. So if you do have a great teacher that says that the world's your oyster... Have them in your life. Make them one of those five people you keep very close to you.
Bring them gifts.
And the gifts can be your music. So thank you, James. Where are you playing next for our listeners out there that want to track you down?
Oh, geez, I'm playing at...
I'll help you.
Yes, please.
On the 22nd.
I have many mind blocks. This is one.
On the 22nd of July, we will see you at the Gold Coast Arts Centre. You're playing our introduction music before our film Promised Land.
That is correct.
If you're not already previously booked, you will get to hear James on that night before our brilliant film Promised Land. As I said, that's a film that has been co-written and starring Matt Damon. For those of you out there who know young Matt Damon, he started his movie career a very young man, and he was quite challenged by the impact of mining in some hometowns in America, and he pushed to have this film made. So it is a great film, and the company in that room are absolutely extraordinary. So if you wanted to check out the trailer and check out James at lifechangingevents.net.au, jump on there, and hopefully we'll see you down at the market again very soon.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And again, we're thrilled that we had you here today.
Thank you.
We look forward to having you as a regular somewhere on the Gold Coast so we can get to hear your music much more and find that story that has taken you down this path and see how it can influence us and any other musicians.
Yeah, I think that's a great part of any musician's career or life, is just wanting to share a message, I think. I don't know. And share a message, inspire people, be inspired.
And tell a story.
Tell a story. There's many things to a musician's motivation.
And also, too, though, it's not an easy road to go down. You know, it's not your normal 9-to-5, but I do believe there's a whole generation out there that believe the 9-to-5 is going to be an extinct timeline that
yes.
we work on.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. So again, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to lots more music. When are you bringing out your first album, or should we say, CD, I guess, these days?
Well, digital.
Digital. CD. Well, you are on digital radio today,
yeah,
so there you go, you're breaking
CDs
new ground.
CDs are falling off the timeline as well, but... Yeah, hopefully. I don't know.
Just give me a date. That's all I need.
Within 3 months, I'll have 10 songs ready for you to listen to.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that. So you're with Kim O'Connell at Life Changing Talks and James Kyle, James David Kyle, he shared with us earlier, the only man I know with two first names and a first name for a middle name. And I think that's so cool. So we'll see you again on the airwaves for a breakfast show from August the 3rd. And we look forward to seeing you then. James, one last message for our listeners.
Cheerio, have a nice day.
And keep on playing. Have a beautiful weekend. We look forward to seeing you at Lohas. We've got some great things coming on down there. 7 a.m. till noon is our time slot, and we look forward to indulging in the fun things in life at Burleigh Head State School. Have a beautiful weekend. Stay safe and eat yourself well.